الجنة، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, in Jannah is no bickering, is no drama, is no hardship, is no sweating, is no bathroom, is no pain, is no disease, is no aging. This is a perfect life. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promote and advertise in Quran. In meantime, if I'm living my journey of Iman, if I'm really connecting my heart to Allah, do I really want something to block my relationship with Allah? Can I have a nice relationship with Allah and things scattered in my heart? This is why when you look at the early people and the pious people, I met some of them. All of them has one thing in common, very quiet. Second, they do not mingle at all. Third, they are in a state of dhikr all the time. Number four, if they talk about Allah or nothing else. They will not allow you to talk nonsense. They will never be in the presence of somebody like that. By this way, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, I'm still regarding the question of the sister or the brother. If you want to have the peace and tranquility, and you ever have a junction between you and Allah, you will never have dirt in your heart. You will never have time to talk about others. This is the status of a mu'min. A mu'min, the way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what he said. He said, whoever believe in Allah and his messenger and the end of time, say goodness or be quiet. Today, I find a lot of people engaging in nonsense. Nonsense completely. Or even we talk about it before the disease of other or the disease of the ummah. One sheikh, when I was young, he told me, you're allowed to talk about it in one condition. If you plan to do something about it. If you're not planning to do something about it, you're not allowed to talk about it at all. Meaning you talk about it to consult, to seek knowledge, and to see how we can rectify it in the condition of ourselves, family, relative, friend, or other, or the condition of the ummah. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, if I'm aiming for my relationship with Allah, if I'm aiming for Jannah, if I'm aiming to elevate myself, if I'm building my palaces in Jannah, like Khadija radiallahu anha, like Aisha radiallahu anha, do you think they have time for all the nonsense we do? No way. They allow garbage to go in? No way. They engage in any nonsense? No way. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, time is short. Clean your heart and live in peace within, between you and Allah. This will reflect in your behavior and the condition of other. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from ourselves. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be belong to Him only and sleep overnight with a clean heart. And we never talk about the past. This is the quality of the mu'min. And always we have a good gesture. We always try to be good. And we always try to forgive and let it go. And otherwise, it will hurt you. It will not hurt nobody except yourself. By this way, please, my brother and sister in Islam, tranquility and peace and joy between you and Allah is high. Very high, dunya and akhirah. The another thing, read. Read about the people who sleep with a clean heart. Read about the people who erase and forgive. This is the first one to enter Jannah after Messenger and Prophet. It's up to you. It's up to you. If I'm living journey of Iman, this is what I'm living for. By this way, my reaction and action according to Allah wa Rasuluh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to wake up once and for all and give us the wisdom and rujd and hidayah and basira to allow us to know what to say and not to say and what time, to whom, and to respect the qadr of Allah, love Allah, love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, love each other, because this is the quality of people will be again under the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if all what you heard you do not value it, nothing I can tell you. Wallahi, nothing. If Jannah, you do not like it, Jahannam, you don't care about it, nothing I can tell you, nothing. Because it is a mu'min. The mu'min is care from Jannah, from Jahannam, love and desire Jannah, and do anything to please Allah, to gain the rahmah of Allah and the Jannah, insha'Allah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. I hope I answered the question of the brother or sister before about how to keep my tranquility and peace in my heart. Ameen, Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Look at the companion of Rasulullah some day and night. They worry about Jahannam, they worry about hellfire, and they aim for Jannah, dream about Jannah. Some of them even died just from aiming to Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be among those who sleep with clean heart. We clean our heart to the point we do not bicker over anything. We do not think about bickering at all. And we go forward and we gain our time elevating ourselves. And most of all, live in peace, die in peace, enter our grave in peace. And insha'Allah, we'll enter Jannah after the Messenger Prophet immediately, insha'Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be among those, insha'Allah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.